So to begin, this festival, the Shakespeare in the Park, has a history of 12 years in Aspen. Could you share a little bit about the inception of the Hudson Reed Ensemble?
Well, I had been in where was it in those days? I guess Chicago. And I came back to Aspen. I first went to Aspen in 1975, and then where I founded Theater Aspen. And then I subsequently went to pursue an acting career in New York and Chicago, and got married and divorced. When I got back to Aspen in 1983, I had founded what was then called Theater Under the Drome, that evolved into the Aspen Theater Company. And then I decided, upon looking at the Galena Plaza up in Aspen, that was a beautiful, open, lovely kind of amphitheater space in that those days that would really be amenable to Shakespearean productions. So we started, actually, I left Aspen after looking at that space and then spent some time in Chicago, came back in nine or actually 2004, and that kind of vision that I had early on became manifest, and we started up actually with the same three scenes we're doing in Basalt, starting tonight: Richard III, Taming of the Shrew, and Romeo and Juliet, just to introduce Aspen audiences to Shakespeare. And it's the same kind of mindset we're doing down here in Mid Valley. It's just getting people acclimated to the Hudson Reed Ensemble and Shakespeare in the Park and to Shakespeare himself. So these are little snippets. They run anywhere, usually around 10 to 15-minute scenes. And it'll give people a taste of high drama and villainy with Richard III. And then we're setting the Taming of the Shrew in South Dakota with, instead of Petruchio and Katharina, it's going to be Calamity Jane and Wild Bill Hickok, who actually met in Deadwood, South Dakota. And so, and then we move on. The last scene will be from Romeo and Juliet to kind of leave the audience with a sweet feeling, we hope.
Great. And you are directing these productions as well as starring as Richard in that production?
Well, I don't know if I'd say starring. I'm appearing as Richard III, yes, and directing the other two scenes.
And what is it about Shakespeare that to you makes it so worthy of introducing to people and maintaining the tradition of acting it?
Well, of course, there's the language itself. It's just beautiful, poetic, melodic language. And then also the characters and situations that Shakespeare dealt with, in the 1600s is those human motivations and foibles are quite extant today and have been through the centuries. And it's interesting to you know, equate say the modern political arena with the political arena, say, in the medieval times or Renaissance or whatever. There are certain underlying themes and modes of behavior that humans have that seem never to change, unfortunately. So that aspect is interesting too, and it's also interesting. And we try to do it a little bit with this evening of Shakespeare is with Richard III, especially because Richard III is an actual historical character. And so you can learn a lot about history, the Wars of the Roses in the medieval times, by just watching Richard III. Also, he's, of course, written Julius Caesar and a lot of other historical plays. And so for those reasons, and I'm sure 100 more, it's worth getting to know Shakespeare.
Does the Hudson Reed Ensemble also put on full productions of Shakespeare plays?
Entire plays? Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. In Aspen, and hopefully here, we started out with three scenes, but then we went on, yes, to full-length plays, Richard III, Julius Caesar, Midsummer Night's Dream, mm-hmm. On and on, As You Like It. So I think we put on close to 12 different full-length plays of Shakespeare's.
And is that the focus of the Hudson Reed Ensemble, or do you put on other plays as well?
It's kind of our flagship event, mainly because it's free. Uh-huh. But up in Aspen, and again, we hope to manifest this in Basalt, we were a year-round theater company, and we perform in the high school Black Box Theater up in Aspen. Mm-hmm. So we would do Shakespeare in the Park in the summer, of course, and then in the fall we would have a production, and then in the winter we would have a production, and then space throughout the year, various readings and theatrical entertainments that we came up with. For instance, we've produced, I think it's three now, concerts, music concerts. So I'm pretty much willing to do anything that interests me and that I hope will interest audiences.
And what motivated the move from Aspen to Basalt?
We lost our rehearsal space in the Rio Grande Room up in Aspen, and then they're building the new City Hall, so basically we lost the Galena Plaza, our rehearsal space. So a number of years ago, I had looked at Basalt just to travel the company down to do a performance or two of Shakespeare in Basalt, and actually we did one here in Carbondale. We did Julius Caesar in Carbondale in the park here, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. So I had looked at Basalt, and then when this situation came up with not being able to rehearse or perform, then I remembered looking at Basalt, and so I went down to Basalt, looked it all over again, talked to the mayor, Jackie Whitsett, and the Chamber of Commerce. Everybody was so accepting and wanting it to be there that it was very encouraging for me, and so I just pulled the trigger, and we decided to pull out of Aspen with our company and reestablish ourselves in Basalt. And so the first thing we wanted to start off with was Shakespeare in the Park. And we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it'll go very well. It's a pretty entertaining evening, I think.
And you mentioned that opens tonight. And it's also tomorrow and Sunday.
That's correct.
As well as next weekend, there are a couple dates.
Yeah, a couple of days. It's Friday the 19th and Sunday the 21st. We have to not perform Saturday because Basalt's having a street party, and it only lasts about an hour. And if you get tired of one scene, we'll move right on to another, and hopefully you'll like that one.
And what time and where is it?
It's at 7 p.m., and it's at the Basalt Regional Library in Old Town Basalt on their lawn, which is quite a lovely, beautiful setting for Shakespeare.
So people are welcome to bring picnic blankets and hang out.
You bet. Yes. In fact, we encourage it. We definitely do. Picnics and kids, bring their kids. It's a family event.
All right. Well, anything else that you'd like to add, Kent Reed?
No, I think people will enjoy the evening. We have some lovely, wonderful actors.
All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing Shakespeare to the Mid-Valley and continuing your good work with the Hudson Reed Ensemble.
Thank you very much.